Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And we're joined once again by our resident award-winning travel expert, Ed Finn. Ed, nice to have you back again. And it seems to me that every day there are changes in the travel industry. And honestly, it's quite difficult not only to keep up, but to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, Cara, it is very confusing. Now, during the week on Wednesday last, the EU had a big get together and they're being very positive and upbeat about a gradual lifting of the borders, right? And Paolo Gentiloni, the Economic Affairs Commissioner, has said, our message is we will have a tourist season this summer. Quote unquote for him, even if it's with security measures and limitations. Borders closed across the EU, including the border-free Schengen zone, are starting to reopen. That is happening, Carl, because you saw there last week, we're saying Austria and Germany have become the latest EU countries to agree to remove travel restrictions between each other. Czech Republic, Greece, Iceland as well. And, you know, from this week, they're basically sort of saying that they're trying to make everyone's life easier. Ryanair, Carol, as you know, have said they're going to release 40% of their flights in July, increasing in August to something like 80% or whatever, and then in September up to full capacity. That is interesting from the point of view that I'm not sure what will happen there, because imagine your flight is going now in July and say you're going to Spain or Portugal and the 14-day quarantine is still in place. So that's complete madness, because that means your flight isn't cancelled. The other thing, Carol, of course, the EU confirmed again this week that no change to EU 261. So if your flight has been cancelled or is cancelled, you're still entitled to claim a refund on that if you don't want the voucher. Now, they are saying, if you can't take the voucher and help the airlines, you know, no problem at all. But if you do, if you're financially strapped or you really do want your money back, you know, you're entitled to that still.
And just to pick up there on what you were saying about Ryanair, am I to assume that if Ryanair are going to resume their flights, 40% of their flights, say, as you were mentioning there, to Spain and Portugal, and you have a flight booked for July, yeah, and the quarantine system is still in place, then you don't have a leg to stand on if you don't want to go. If you've got 2 weeks off, well, you're not going to spend your 2 weeks in quarantine. So you make the decision, no, I'm not going to go, but you lose your money.
Yeah, you have an option, Carol, to change your date without a change fee or accept apply for a voucher valid for 12 months. Now, I mean, there are people still emailing me June and July. I mean, nobody has been told about cancelled flights for June. But what you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, it's so confusing, right? I mean, some people were saying to me, you know, Ryanair just going to keep these flights going if the flights are showing full so that they don't have to issue refunds and all this kind of stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. It's just very, very confusing. But the EU, you know, in terms of the health, the public health awareness, and, you know, in terms of looking after everyone's health, and, you know, that's the number one objective here. Yes, they will probably reduce the quarantine, but if you want to travel, there will be other things like what they're doing in Iceland there now, you saw again during the week. You can be screened at the airport and you don't have the virus, then you're free to go and enjoy a holiday there and coming back the same. Or else you can have a certificate that's been valid for up to 4 days to say that you don't have anything. This is happening now, Carl, all over the place. But listen, it's just a wait and see. Don't cancel anything yet. Just wait and see. And the other very interesting development was where Shane Ross and the state here guaranteed refunds for holidaymakers. Now, this was really to support the travel agents and tour operators. And what they've done now is they've brought in the state guarantee in the form of a refund credit note for package holidays booked through Irish registered travel agents. And these notes can be offered to customers now in circumstances where they're not able to provide a full cash refund. And if anything happens, if the travel agency becomes insolvent, basically it's a state guarantee of the voucher, Carl, which is, you know, something that's going to help the travel industry here, I guess. But then Europe has now written to 12 member states to say that they're in contravention of the EU directives. You know, so this
so what? So this is not valid.
They don't think that they should be doing this. So it's crazy stuff, really. It really is. The one thing, Carol, that people were worried about was that the voucher wouldn't be worth the paper it was written on, right? If the travel agency went, well, this is now not the case. So that's basically what they're saying. So what they're saying to you is that we are guaranteeing that you're not going to lose your money in the event okay. of the insolvency. But after 6 months then, or there's another stipulation in it where there will be a full cash refund after a certain time as well. So that's all in there as well, you know. So
Ed, I find the whole thing very, very confusing, I have to say. I can't quite get my head around
Absolutely.
Everything. But the advice to people will be just to sit tight if you are planning to go ahead later on in the year, just to sit tight. Actually, it brings us to a question. We had an email in from one of our listeners because we always open the travel clinic whenever possible. And Gillian O'Leary in Glasnevin says that we're flying to Spain in June with Ryanair, but no advice on cancellations yet. Now they say they'll be flying in July. She says it's so confusing. Well, it is. The hotel said they'll be open, so we won't get a refund if we don't travel. And the other option is a voucher for 12 months. We really want to get away if possible. What do you think about July, August, or Spain? Or Spain?
I know. Let me just put, I'm just dusting off the crystal ball here now. Look, like the Canaries, definitely, I think, are because they're starting this interesting thing there where they have a COVID-19 pilot flight, which is going to be monitored. That's a new thing that they're going to do in July, which is another initiative, right? It could be the case that after the 15th of July, the quarantines will be lifted. It depends 100% on how the numbers are going regarding the virus, Carol. And also, Carol, right, there are certain parts of Spain that may open up before other parts. Also, in Italy, for example, Lake Garda, there are loads of towns there on the lake that weren't affected at all by the virus. And then just very nearby, you know, Lombardy, they were very badly hit, as you know. So they're talking now in Italy about something similar like this, where, you know, there'll be certain places you can go and can't go. There's loads of movement at the moment, like a lot of movement. So the only thing I would say there to Gillian is, again, you know, wait and see. I would be slightly more optimistic from what I heard from the EU this week, that they seem to be really trying to do their best to get things moving again. But it's all down to the numbers.
Okay, watch the space. Okay, one more question from Maeve O'Leary in Terranure says, heading to a wedding in Mallorca in late July. Now looks like it'll be cancelled. Told by the airline we could have a voucher or change our dates if we don't travel. We do have an apartment there, so we could self-isolate if we went in advance. But again, it's really hard to know what to do. Now, the wedding might be cancelled, but from what Ryanair is saying now, Ed,
yeah,
it looks like they very possibly will be flying to Mallorca in July.
It could well be the case. And that's what Michael O'Leary is definitely, he's very gung-ho about this. Just to say, Carol, you know, air is filtered 30 times on a plane, right? I mean, it is probably, I know this sounds weird now, right? But it is probably one of the safest in terms of air, right? It's getting on and off the plane itself where the real worry would be for me and for people, you know, in terms of sanitization, wearing masks, getting tested. If all those things are in place, then absolutely. I mean, you know, Ryanair brought out a video during the week as well where they were, you know, disinfecting planes. A really interesting video where they were really showing like that this can be done if it's done properly and safely. So again, Maeve, I would say to you there, yeah, if you do have an apartment there, certainly you are able to self-isolate. That's at the moment, but that could change in July. In Menorca, it could even change there earlier than in places like Madrid. So there's slight hope, Carol. There's a little bit of light coming through. But look, if there was a second wave or anything, you know yourself, if anything like that
exactly.
happens, then
yeah, exactly.
all of this. And by the way, it looks, Carol, as well, like Irish hotels, they're looking at maybe the 18th of July for a slow opening of domestic travel here, again, with different, you know, conditions and different things put in place in terms of social distancing and stuff. But that is also looking possible for people that are interested in domestic travel. So,
well, I don't know. I mean, I would just suspect that most people will probably bag a foreign holiday this year, maybe stay at home and see how it all goes. And then we'll have a look at and see what the situation is like next year.
You know, I agree with you, Carol. And do you know what, right? Ryanair have loaded, by the way, a lot of the airlines are doing this. Ryanair have loaded up their summer 21 schedule to change your flights from this year now to next summer, right? At no charge, unless there's an extra charge on the actual fare itself. So a lot of people are doing that. And you know, you'd wonder, Carl, is it really going to be a holiday if you're going to be away somewhere and, you know, wearing masks and all, you know, and worried about the flights? It's going to be quite stressful, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's really down to the individuals themselves. You know, I mean, a lot of people are quite happy that they'll, you know, they want to get away at all costs. It's purely a call for each individual to make. But you'd wonder to yourself how enjoyable will it be, you know?
Listen, it's been stressful enough getting through airports over the last few years, and this is only going to exacerbate that situation. So as I said, I think most people will probably bag it this year. But we'll wait to see what happens. We'll wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
Ed, as always, thank you for that. And we'll keep the travel clinic open. So if anybody has any other questions, please do feel free to get in touch. ed@traveltalk.ie. And Ed, have a good weekend. I've almost forgotten what you look like now, but you're hopefully it won't be too long.
Listen, I'm doing an online pilot's course, Carl. So listen, I'll be able to fly the private jet now. There'll be no worries. We'll all be going away on the jet, on the private jet. It'll cost a few more.
I look forward to that.
Anyway, come fly with me. Anyway, Carl, thanks a million. Have a great weekend.